to Senate Bill 63, the Act to Revise the Definition of Illegal Substances for Purposes of Revoking or Refusing to Issue a Certificate to a Teacher or Administrator. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Ray Christensen, Department of Education, Cultural Affairs. 63, we think, does what we think was intended by legislators, but you will define whether that's true or not. In the law, it talks about narcotics on line 8, and I think most of us understand what we mean by that, but that's really not a good word to be using in the code, and what we're suggesting ought to be controlled substances or marijuana or both. Interestingly, marijuana is not considered a controlled substance, so that's why it's listed separately. And we think that this is the right way to have it. This is what we think was intended. pardon me. Other sections of the law define narcotics, but doesn't include meth, LSD, or marijuana. So that's really not a good definition to be using. And so we're suggesting that the appropriate language in place here is what should be there.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any questions of the Secretary? Senator McIntyre.
Mr. Chair, on line 7, did you inadvertently omit deans behind secretary? Otherwise, it doesn't read very clearly to me.
Excuse me, Senator McIntyre. I should have, before we had the secretary testify, asked someone to give us an amendment on line 7. After the word secretary, amend in the word considers. Do I hear a motion to that effect? Moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Hamm to amend Senate Bill 63 on line 7. It would then read, such period of time as the Secretary considers advisable.
Okay.
Committee discussion on that amendment. Any questions? It was, I believe, omitted and it was not intentional. Hearing none, those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed vote no. The amendment passes. I hope that answers your question, Senator McIntyre. Any further questions of Secretary Christensen?
Thank you.
Any other proponents for Senate Bill 63?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Inc., representing the School Boards Association. We, too, support this. One of the things that we're becoming aware of is clarity in the law is becoming more and more a concern, and anytime we can clean that up or clear it up, I think it's to our best interest.
Thank you, Mr. Inc. Any questions of Mr. Inc.? Hearing none, any other proponents of Senate Bill 63? SDA? Any other proponents? Any other proponents for Senate Bill 63? Seeing none, we'll move to the opponents of Senate Bill 63. Opponents of Senate Bill 63? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony and move to committee discussion. Senator McIntyre do pass, seconded by Senator Munson. Any further committee discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Huttmacher. McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
6 yeas, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 63 do pass 6-0.
Mr. Chairman.
As amended.
Mr.
6-0.
Chairman?
Yes, Senator Hamm.
I don't know if we can take an amendment and put it on the an amended bill and put it on the consent calendar. Then I would move that we put it on the consent calendar because I do think that this was the intent of the committee when and the legislature when it was passed. So I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second to that motion, seconded by Senator McIntyre? Any objections to the consent calendar for Senate Bill 63? Hearing none, those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed vote no. It'll move to the consent calendar, Senate Bill 63. That takes us to